Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. I'm sure all of you parents know the kinds of questions our children ask, and occasionally at the most inappropriate time. Here are some sample questions children ask about God. Who made God? Where does He live? Have you ever seen God? Does God really love all the children of the world? Incidentally, these are all good questions. We need to respond to them as honestly and as fully as we are able. I want to dwell on the question, where does God live, in our brief study today. In the model prayer from Matthew 6, 9 through 13, Jesus taught His disciples to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven." I am fully aware that God's dwelling place is, and has been for many years, a matter of intense controversy among theologians. Part of the controversy revolves around the highly figurative language the Bible uses of God and of heaven. There are questions about God's dwelling place, which we shall probably not be able to answer to everyone's satisfaction until we meet Him on that heavenly shore. But there are some truths we can glean from the study of His revelation of Himself to man. John 4 records a meeting of Jesus with a Samaritan woman. The woman asked Jesus about the differences between the worship of the Jews and that of her own people. She said to Jesus, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, that is, in Mount Gerizim, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." John 4, 19 and 20. Jesus replied, "You worship you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship Him." Now please listen carefully to the next verse. "God is spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth." John 4, 21 through 24. My friend, since God is spirit, that means He cannot be confined to any location. Yes, I remember what God told the Jews about the temples being His house and His meeting with the Jews there. But no one believes, at least not anyone who understands the Bible, that God was housed in the temple at Jerusalem and was not anywhere else in the universe. The Bible continually emphasizes the omnipresence of God Almighty. Do you remember these words from the inspired psalmist? "Where shall I go from Thy Spirit? And where shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascended into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning, and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light unto Thee. Yea, the darkness hides not from Thee, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to Thee." Psalm 139, 7 through 12. The term Father shows God's close relationship to His children. It tells us that we have a God who is near and who cares deeply for all His creatures. The expression, "who art in heaven," lets us know that God is other than man. New Agers often claim to be God. Shirley MacLaine said, "I am that I am God." In her own mind, she may be deceived into believing she is God, but Christians know differently. We know there is one God and only one God, and He dwells in heaven, not on earth. He wants us to so live that He may invite us into His heavenly home. My friends, we thank you for listening today. May our Heavenly Father richly bless and keep you.